This program has been brought to you by the exceptionally fine folks at Bed Bath & Beyond. Go check them out at bedbathandbeyond.com.
Hi, this is Joe Campanelli, the host of In the Drink. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
And welcome to A Few Things with Claire and Erica.
I'm Erica.
Nailed it. I'm Claire.
Such a good job. We're out of the gate, this is definitely one of our best episodes.
We're both sitting on the edge of our seats right now, like literally and metaphorically.
Yeah, both.
And I think that has a lot to do with our performances and how well we're doing.
So this is a podcast that airs every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Heritage Radio Network. We talk about just a few of our latest discoveries and things we're psyched about. It is based on our 10 Things newsletter that we send every damn week, where we talk about recipes, beauty products.
But only 10.
Only the 10.
As if 10 is just not that many. And they just come to us so easily. Yeah. Sunday nights are never stressful.
Just flow from us. stream of consciousness. So easy. And on our website, ofakind.com, where you can sign up for this newsletter, you can also buy and read about the amazing pieces that we've commissioned from emerging fashion and home designers. Good stuff happening.
Stuff you can feel really great about owning, both because it's beautiful and because it's made by talented people.
Just so special.
It's so true.
Today is a very important topic.
Very special episode.
Very special episode. This is Claire's beauty routine. I feel like there should be flashing lights and maybe clapping or some.
Where's our applause track?
Thank you.
Thank you, Liz. You guys, it's too much.
Last week, you heard my beauty routine and it was 45 minutes long or something.
Which is concerning, though, because yours all fit on one page and mine doesn't.
And you, Claire, walking into this was really stressed that hers was going to be too long.
Yeah.
You were shame spiraling about it a little bit.
Shame spiraling since we assigned ourselves this task. Like every time we've known that we were going to do this now for like a month or two. And then every time I'm in the bathroom and I try a new product or take note of how many products I use, I'm like, do I have to say this on the podcast? And I do. I feel like I want to be honest with you guys, but I don't want you to judge me for the amount of product that I use.
If this is a safe space, if you ask me.
Also, the other thing that I don't want you to judge me for, which really dawned on me this morning, is the amount of bronzing product that I use. I realized I use probably more than anybody I know.
This is part of your look.
Yeah, it's part of my look.
This is, and I think maybe the fact that your routine is longer just speaks to the fact that you're more beautiful.
Thank you.
It's just working. I just have to put a lot of work into it. No, that's not.
No, I know. Well,
that is actually the opposite of what I was saying. That was not a backhanded compliment of like, well, you try so hard and it really works.
And it really shows. Yeah. But I feel like we should say that the reason we are sharing our beauty routines or our personal care routines. Personal care is because we are launching a personal care shop on ofakind.com and we are so freaking psyched about it. It is basically a shop focused on beauty and bath products. And the concept is entirely based around the things that Eric and I use every single freaking day.
There's not a thing there that we don't own ourselves. And so it's also really a convenience factor for us because now we can buy all these things on our own store, which is wonderful.
It's great.
Yeah.
These are the things, you know, as long as we've been doing 10 things, the thing besides like food and books that comes up the most often are our beauty products and having to be like, oh, I can't put like three out of my five things can't be beauty products this week. And so it was felt like a really obvious thing for us to actually be selling the things that we rave about so much. So that will have already launched by the time this airs. So you should go shop it.
So lots of the things that'll pop up on during this conversation will be available on ofakind.com. Can we start at the top?
Yeah, let's start.
This starts with setting the mood. So let's do it.
It actually says set the mood.
Let us set the mood of Claire getting in the shower.
Well, I already mentioned this on our episode about candles and scented candles specifically, but the one time that I really light scented candles is in the morning in the bathroom when I'm getting ready because it it sets the mood.
I think people generally were inspired by that idea. People generally were.
I like to
think it feels pretty chic to be like, oh, you know what? I'm not just like taking a shower as like this, you know, or getting ready as like this performative or whatever, this task I have to accomplish. I am like
treating
taking
myself.
Time for myself. Self-care.
I agree with that. And that is what how I try to think of it. I also just like, I've come to like the mornings and protect my mornings very fiercely as that time by myself where I can just, you know, enjoy the moment and not be bothered by people. So I do, not that I don't love people, but it is true that like my husband usually leaves for work before I do. And on the days where he doesn't, it's very jarring for me. And we have nice rapport in the morning and I love, you know, having chit chat with him, but then I say goodbye and that's my time. And when he sticks around, I'm always like, so when are you leaving?
When's your first meeting? I don't remember.
Yeah. So anyway.
Shouldn't you be going?
So assuming, you know, I'm having the apartment myself, I light my candle. I have a new-ish candle that I am so obsessed with. It's by this company, Norden. I'm obsessed with it for two reasons. One, it smells so good and it's not really pungent. It's very subtle and it's a kind of a masculine scent. It's called Ojai. And the list of ingredients would suggest that I would absolutely hate it because it's like frankincense and they're like maybe patchouli.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I think
really hippie sounding.
Yeah.
But it actually is, it's like a very subtle, just sort of like woodsy scent and I'm super into it. And then the other thing that I really love about it is that it is, the candle is inside of this beautiful ceramic mug. Like a handleless mug. It's a cup.
Yeah.
And this,
like a tumbler.
Exactly. And it looks beautiful. But the other thing that it solves for is one of my pet peeves about candles is when the top of the glass around the candle gets that black smudge on it. It just looks so dirty.
Yeah.
And you don't have that problem because this is ceramic and it doesn't get that smudge on it. So. That's,
okay.
Yeah.
So you light your candle.
Yep.
You get in the shower.
Yep.
Then what?
So my showers are for the most part really quick because usually I don't wash my hair and I don't get it wet. So I will wrap either a towel or a shower cap around my hair to protect it from getting wet. A shower cap is obviously preferable, but shower caps get gross so quickly. And I don't know if I just haven't found like the luxe shower cap that exists that I should be using. And if you're out there, call me.
Yeah.
I'm looking.
Text
I'm in the
me,
market.
Text me.
Text me. I'm in the market for a good shower cap. So usually like I buy a shower cap and then after 2 weeks, I'm so grossed out by it that I just wrap my hair in a towel to protect it. And then the first thing I do is I scrub my face with this Clinique exfoliating scrub that I love. It's sort of minty. It's very rough. So it really feels like you're sloughing off all the dead skin from the night before.
How are you protecting beyond? I mean, obviously I know you have the towel or the shower cap, but how are you keeping your head out of the shower stream? I'm interested in the logistics here.
It's not
because I don't have to do this that much. I have to wash my hair nearly every day. Yeah. But how do you deal with this?
It's not always easy, and this is actually like the which towel you use is pretty key because if you use a really big one that falls off, it's really annoying. I do like sort of back up from the shower and I get water on the towel and I get face wash on the towel. It's not a perfect science. And, I mean, I have my hair is in a clip while it's underneath there. So it's like tied up in a bun.
So there's no potential issue of it falling out and getting wet and being totally ruined.
Exactly.
Okay. So after you scrub your face, what happens?
Then I rinse my body with EO shower gel and French lavender, which I also love. I love this company EO because they have really yummy smelling shower gels that don't smell tacky. Like,
they don't smell cheap.
They don't smell cheap. And
it's because they have real oils in them.
Right. Yeah. So EO stands for essential oils. And I learned this recently that like the way you can tell the difference between like a really cheap like mall or drugstore brand scented product and one that is a little nicer is that I actually learned this from Aaron Boyle's book, who we just talked to on the podcast, that, you know, it's like the artificial scents are the ones that have that sort of cheap smell to them. And this
they're cloying.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And EO uses actual essential oils in their soap and it smells so good. And when people come over to my house and shower, you know, like, or if they're like spending the night, it's not like my friends just come over and are like, can I take a shower? But when people use my shower, they always comment on the shower gel because it smells so good.
But it's also, the EO is not insanely expensive.
It's not.
Which is good for you because you overuse all products.
Oh,
so
big time.
So shower gel, you're not buying investment shower gel.
Exactly. Exactly. I realized that I skipped ahead. So that was this is a choose your own adventure. That was a version of the shower where I'm not washing my hair.
How often do you wash your hair?
Pretty much once a week.
Okay.
And I, these days, it's, you know, it's an evolving process, but these days, once a week, I wash my hair wet, and that means, or I wash my hair, and that means that's only once a week I get my hair wet.
And you used to get it wet every day and condition it every day.
Well, so I would get it wet every, I used
not
to
be, confuse people.
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah.
But
I told Eric, I was like, maybe we need a different podcast for my hair because this could go on for a long time. So, it used to be that I would,
you have enviable hair. People want to know, we can spend a minute
thank
on
you.
This.
So it used to be that my routine was that I would get my hair wet every single day, condition it every single day, but shampoo it once a week to once every other week. And when I would get out of the shower, I would put in a product, usually a mix of like a cream, almost always Bumble Curl Conscious Cream, and probably a little bit of gel. And then I would just let it air dry or sometimes diffuse it a little bit, kind of depending on the weather, the time of year. And the thing about having curly hair is that you can't really blow dry it all the way. And I also have really thick hair,
yeah.
So it takes forever to dry. And one of the things that happens when you meet other women with curly hair often is that you bond over how much it sucks to go to work in the morning with wet hair or to like go to a meeting with wet hair. It's so freaking annoying, but it's, your hair gets really frizzy if you blow dry it too much.
Yeah.
So recently, or like in the last couple of years, my system has evolved where now I do that routine that I just described once a week. And then for all the days following in the week, I just touch up the frizzy, kinky pieces that have gotten screwed up
from running, from sleeping, from running, whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
With a curling wand. So if I'm getting my photo taken or I'm going somewhere fancier, I just, you know, like really want to feel really pulled
your best
together.
Yeah.
I will, after it's dry, so maybe like day two, I will go through the entire thing with a curling wand, and that gives me more of like a, like a newscaster
finish
look or so.
Finish,
yeah, like
look,
exactly.
Polished.
It looks more finished. Exactly. Although I think like at the end,
not to say that curl, like not, that makes it sound like
no,
natural
I
curls
know
aren't, that's, yeah.
But
that's,
you know what I mean?
Me.
This is a big discussion, right?
Yeah, yeah,
like
yeah.
How, but I,
but you, a more uniform look at
it
least.
It does.
Yeah.
It makes me feel, and, or just like more look where you have more control over it. So this
yeah
is the other thing about having curly
reined
hair.
In.
Yeah. Like you, when I had that thing where it would air dry every day, I felt like I had no control over how it would look. Like it was just, it would dry how it dries and you can't really fix it. But I think with what the curling wand has introduced into my life is a sense of control over a good hair day or a bad hair day.
Fair.
But this is an evolving thing for me. So now my routine is once a week, I get in the shower. I have discovered for the most part the joy of this co-washing movement where you don't actually use real shampoo. You use like a conditioning shampoo, a conditioning cleanser. And I really like, and I used to like, I always used to not understand what people loved about Divashan products, but lately they have come out with these really good ones that I'm really into. So the one that I love is called Divashan No Poo Decadence.
I'm not going to make you say that name again.
Chris, my husband, gets so upset about it. He calls it poo-free decadence. he's
yeah,
like, how do we have this in our shower,
yeah,
though?
Okay.
Because it's like no poo, because no shampoo.
Yeah.
But questionable naming. But it's a good one. It really does make your hair feel clean and sort of minty fresh without drying it out. That said, I do once a month, I would say, use an actual shampoo. And then I use like the ultimate of shampoos, which is Neutrogena Clarifying Shampoo, which strips everything away.
And that's because of buildup and product
exactly
and all that garbage.
Exactly. Because I feel like after a while, there's so much crud on there. You need to just strip everything out. But the key to using that shampoo is that you have to do a really intense conditioning mask afterwards if you have dry hair, because it literally gets squeaky clean. Like it's
right,
squeaky.
Right, right.
So for conditioners that I'm into right now.
And this is a big part of this whole thing.
That is like moisture is everything
thing
to curly hair.
Yeah.
Because, and so that's why when before this routine entered my life, I would just condition my hair every single day. But I do love the Briogeo Don't Despair Repair Hair Mask.
Another good name, to be fair.
Also a great
don't
name.
Don't Despair Repair.
Exactly. Also available in our beauty shop or personal care shop. And what I do with any conditioner, and what I like about Don't Despair Repair is it's not so intense that it feels like it weighs your hair down, and I feel like you can use it once a week or more than once a week. So what it will be is the first thing I do when I get in the shower is shampoo and conditioner. Once the conditioner's in, clip goes in. I keep a clip in the shower just for this. Then the shower cap goes over. Then you do the body washing, the face washing. If
all
I
the
shaved,
rest of things.
Then I would shave. Yeah, all the things. Sometimes I brush my teeth in the shower if I haven't gone running first for whatever reason. You know, and
this
just,
is an interesting thing I know about you, which I don't even know how I learned you brush your teeth in the shower sometimes, but it's never occurred to me.
Because guess what? I hate brushing my teeth, so why not get it done in the shower?
Okay. Okay.
I also should shout out the Sonicare electric toothbrush that you turned me on to that has helped me have better dental hygiene for
quadrant
sure.
Quadrant timer.
Yeah. I'm not good at obeying the rules of the quadrant timer. I've gotten to a point where at least so that I
love the quadrant timer. Big surprise.
The idea with this toothbrush is it buzzes. You're supposed to focus on one quadrant at a time and it buzzes to tell you to move to
so
the other quadrant.
So there are 30-second intervals because you're supposed to brush your teeth for 2 minutes.
But I just get so bored focusing on one quadrant. So what I will do at least is focus on the top teeth for two quadrants and the bottom teeth for two quadrants. That's like a good compromise, right?
Yeah, that's fine.
Thank you.
That's where totally fine.
Yeah, that's my improvement.
Do you comb? So, okay, then.
Never comb. I do not.
You don't
really
comb
own
brush
a brush.
It. Okay, no. You do nothing.
I forgot to actually put this on there, and I'll get to this, but I own a Tangle teaser for some curling wand situations, but okay. I never brush my hair. I finger comb it.
Okay.
So yeah, end of the shower. Once I've done absolutely everything else, shower cap comes off. I rinse the conditioner out. So, and then I'm done with the shower. We've moved on from the shower.
At which point we should go to commercial because Claire got out of the shower and that's
half the
that's
show.
That's a hot tip. Yeah. Half the show. See you soon.
We are back. If you're keeping track at home, I just got out of the shower. And if my hair was not being washed that day, it was like the quickest shower of all time. And if I was washing it, it took forever.
But something I want to point out that I just realized. The time that we just talked about your shower, which was 20-odd minutes, yeah. is definitely longer than your shower, right?
Well, no. My showers these days, if I am not washing my hair, are so blissfully quick. That is
but
one
that's
thing
what I'm
I love.
No, that's what I'm saying. The time we just spent talking about it was definitely way longer.
Well, listen, there's a philosophy behind all this that needs to be broken down.
Mine was the same, but I just had that realization of being like, this entire routine talking it out is
way longer than it actually takes, for sure.
That's reassuring in some ways.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
You're totally right.
Okay. So we're talking about Claire's beauty routine. Yeah. She just got out of the shower. Yeah. What do you do?
Okay, so this is a choose your own adventure. Is my hair wet or is my hair dry?
Your hair is wet.
Okay, so my hair is wet. I wrap it in this Aquas turban. I should have written down the exact one I love, but great news is you can go to ofakind.com and buy it
Scoop
if you want.
Scoop that one up.
It is a total game changer, and it is really amazing for curly hair because It wicks. The material wicks the moisture out. So two things about...
It's dry fit for your hairs.
It's totally dry fit for your hair. God, that's why you're the copywriter. So there's two things about washing or drying your hair with a regular towel. One, all those little fibers that stick out create frizz.
It's they like Velcro. Rub.
Yeah, exactly. So that creates
I have a lot of fabric comparison. Or like
keep them coming. Yeah. keep giving us the analogies. And then the other thing is because it's a towel and this is what it's meant to do, it sucks all the moisture out. But if you have curly hair, you want to leave some moisture in there because
I think if you have any, I think it's like an any hair thing. Okay. I use one of these towels too, and I think it makes a difference.
I love it. So, and then the third thing that is amazing about this towel is it's actually a turban, so it makes it really easy to wrap your hair in that turban style. It's got a little button on the back. It all feels really compact and great. So I wrap my hair in this Aquas turban, and it just makes it so much smoother and kind of silkier when I take it off. If my hair is dry, if I'm not washing it that day, I probably at this point put some dry shampoo in. If I remember, I put some dry shampoo and some heat protectant on it. So
okay.
The dry shampoos that I love are there's the classic drugstore Pst, which is like, yeah. It's so inexpensive.
It's white and with like blue and red writing on it or something.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, okay. And it's literally called Pst.
Yeah,
like PSST.
The
apostrophe.
Sound that it makes when you put it on your head.
No, I just realized I might need to explain that for people who are not familiar. It's just really inexpensive and it works totally great. And but if the one that smells incredible and also just like feels really luxurious in your hair is this Oribe dry texturizing spray that I really love. But I have gone overboard with it before and gotten myself in a chalky mess. But that's because, so
lessons learned.
So dry shampoo obviously it's dry. It is what it sounds like. It's dry shampoo and it, you know, it soaks up the oil at your roots. And especially for me, because I exercise every morning and my roots get sweaty, it sort of helps.
How do you
apply
it? Dry shampoo does not work on me in general. But I think people have like application fears around this kind of product.
So I apply the two like main spots for me are kind of above my ears and like where
your temples.
My temples and the back of my neck.
The nape.
My nape.
I know
neck,
all
exactly.
the words for heads things.
I really appreciate this. Yes. Thank you. Thanks for helping me out right now. And so I do sort of like focused spots around my there and then around my scalp. I'll like flip my hair and find a little part of scalp.
But you're not dispersing it like evenly throughout your head. You're just hitting the spots that like really need
it. It's like
it.
A spot check. Yeah. Okay. And well, it's not even like they really need it. It's just like, I don't know how else you would do it because I feel like it really needs to go on your scalp and then I rub it in to my scalp a little bit. It's sort of like, and it's giving me body. So that's another thing. It gives a lot of volume and it feels almost like the way people tease their hair. You like put it in at the roots and then
you kind of
rub it in for
volume.
We're
both motioning.
Yeah, if you guys could see what I'm doing right now.
Super helpful.
Maybe we'll do a Vine of it.
Yeah.
Does Eva kind of have a Vine account?
We did at some point.
So
hopefully not anymore.
And then again, if I'm really on top of my game and remember to do this early on, I will spray heat protectant on it at this point, which I like to do well in advance of actually applying heat so that it can dry basically. So I have been on a long search for a heat protectant that I like, and I actually really wish they made a dry heat protectant because the problem with like the liquid heat protectant is if you don't want to get your hair wet, what do you do?
Yeah.
But anyway, the one that I found that I actually am pretty happy with right now is Living Proof Restore Instant Protection Spray. It smells really good. It doesn't make my hair a weird texture or grimy or anything. And it it's light and it just feels like it makes my hair soft and doesn't actually get it that wet.
This is interesting.
Yeah, I'm really, really into it. And it's taken me a long time to find a heat protectant that I like. And I actually think it's working too, which is another hard thing about heat protectants is like, I can't tell if they're working or not. I don't know. But
you're just crossing your fingers. Like,
that's
pray.
Exactly
pray for
right.
the best. Yeah.
And it's just like, how can you tell? Like, is my hair just dry because it's dry or is it dry because this heat protectant isn't working? I don't know.
Yes.
So.
Fair points. All of them.
So I guess I should just at this point continue with the hair
Let's talk
portion
about hair,
of this,
yeah.
right?
And we'll go back to what you're what
to
else
everything
you
else
yeah.
I'm doing. So okay. Let's say I've put in the heat protectant, I've put in the dry shampoo, and my hair is dry. I'm not washing it this day. That's when I take the curling wand, and I'm usually at this point just spending 5 to 10 minutes spot checking the hair of like, here's a piece that got really messed up when I was working out. Here's a piece that got pulled straight. It's frizzy. It's kinky. I don't like how it looks. And I take a piece of hair. It's like a pretty like a medium sized section of hair. It's a lock.
Yeah.
It's exactly. It's like a, it's because when you have curly hair, your locks are already sort of preformed into these separate curls. So you take a curl that you're
it's a
not
contained curl.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then I wrap it around the curling wand for, I don't know, less than 30 seconds, like 10 seconds, if that. The other thing I've learned recently about the curling wand is, at least for me, because I have hair that obviously holds a curl because it's curly, I don't really need it that hot. Like I read somewhere that 365 is apparently the perfect temperature, but I've been using it at 330 and I think that that's plenty.
Huh.
And so I think that obviously the less heat you can apply to your hair, the better.
Yeah.
The other key about all of this curling wand situation is obviously like your hair cannot be wet at all or you are just frying it. And that will happen. You'll hear the sizzle and it's like,
smell that stuff.
Yeah. It's terrible. So you really need, so this is why I'm skipping ahead, because usually this is the last thing I do to make sure that my hair did get
wet.
The heat protectant is dry.
That you missed yourself in the shower.
Exactly. all of this. Right. So I just go through and do that. And if there's any pieces that are really tangled or anything like that, I use this thing called the tangle teaser. Cause you also don't want to iron a knot into your hair. So if you have knots, the key is to take that lock. I use the tangle teaser because it's this, it's a brush, I guess.
Yeah. It's a brush.
But with comb size.
It looks like a pet brush.
It totally looks like a pet brush. It's shaped like a kidney bean.
Yep.
And it's the size of your palm. And it's got prongs like a comb almost, but they're
like
very flexible.
Like a dog brush.
Yeah, they're very flexible. And so the idea with the tangle teaser is it supposedly allows you to brush your hair when it's wet without breakage, which I've never done, but that's part of its apparent appeal. And then two, you can also brush your hair dry with a lot less breakage. So if I do have knots, I get them out with a tangle teaser before I use the curling wand on it. There's two curling wands that I'm using these days. When you start out, you know, on day two, let's say, of my routine after I've showered, my curls are still pretty tight. And so I use a smaller curling wand.
Wow.
On this, because that's closer to my actual,
the natural washed curl, the freshly washed curl.
Exactly. Okay. So that's the Conair Infinity Curling Wand Styler, 1/2 inch to 1 inch. Later on in the week, when
things have loosened up,
because I've been pulling my hair back the whole time, and so it's just becoming like a looser curl, more wavy, I move on to Hot Tools 1.25-inch tapered curling iron.
I didn't know about this. This is fascinating.
Right, because it's like as the week goes on. Yeah,
I get it.
So, and also just sometimes I'm in the mood where I'm like, I'm just in the mood for a looser curl today. I just want to be wavy. But generally, it just goes by like the later in the week it is, the looser of a curl I have. I'm actually in the market, believe it or not, for a size in between these
Shut
two.
It.
And
I'm sure Chris,
find
your husband's going to be super psyched that there's going to be a third contender.
I feel like we need a whole section of this to talk about how Chris grapples with my beauty routine, because he can't.
Do you think he's interested in coming on as a guest in response to this episode?
Absolutely.
Just to talk about how terrible he feels about certain parts of it.
So, I mean, the amount of time we spend talking about containing my beauty products.
Yeah.
Once I've done the curling wand, I'm done, except if it's really humid outside, and then I'll put hairspray on it, which I don't like hairspray if I can avoid it, but I like the Elnett,
the
classic drugstore hairspray.
Should we go back to body?
What? I didn't tell you what I do if it's wet.
Oh, shit. Okay.
You are going to be here for a long time, Cerullo.
I'm going to cancel my plans.
Did you bring a snack?
No, I didn't. Shit. Okay.
Okay. So if it's wet, I put in a leave. I do basically what I told you before, actually. I put in a leave-in conditioner, a cream, and a gel. I don't do a gel as much these days because I don't have one that I like. When it comes to creams, I love Bumble and Bumble Curl Conscious Cream.
And you have for basically a decade.
I've been using it since high school, which is actually where
more
the problem comes in.
Okay.
My hair just like barely responds to it anymore because I've been,
it's like you've been giving yourself antibiotics.
Exactly. Exactly. I'm really excited because Bumble and Bumble is coming out with a new curl product, line. So I'm hoping that could be the response, the answer to my question. But we'll see. There's a number of other ones out there. Exactly. There's a number of other ones out there that I like, but nothing that is my hashtag HG.
Interesting. Okay.
So
and then you let it, and then you're letting it air dry, yes,
let it air dry if at all possible. Usually during the winter I will use a diffuser to blow dry the roots a little bit.
Okay.
Because that helps give it volume, because the other thing that can happen with curly hair is if it's really
triangle hair,
exactly, straight on top and then curly at the bottom, because curls like pulling it down.
Marge Simpson's sister's hair.
I really don't like that look, and the diffuser helps sort of like activate the curl at the root and give you volume at the root.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Now can we go back to...
We're done with the hair. I feel like it's smooth sailing from here on out.
Okay.
That was a lot of pressure.
Okay. So then we're back to... So you're out of the shower.
I'm out of the shower. My hair is, let's say, finished. The one game changer in this whole process is that I recently started laying out all of my everyday products in Lucite trays on my counter, wonderful, which helps me one, contain everything, much to Chris's delight, and two, sort of like helps me remember what I like to use every day and like visually walks me through the routine.
Oh.
I'm really into the Lucite trays. It's been a total game changer for me. So, because the other thing that would happen is it used to be that I would use 10 different body creams because I couldn't remember like which one I liked the most or whatever. This like focuses me.
Do you have an order that you always do things in or no?
Well, now I do because of the Lucite trays. Okay. It's like they've like given me more of a
structure.
Routine. Exactly.
Because everything has its place.
Exactly. Yeah. No, that's exactly. It's really crazy how much the Lucite trays have had an impact on my routine. So I do on my body Malaya Organics body oil and woods. I love this body oil. I got it in a gift bag and became fully obsessed with it. I never would have spent money on a body oil before because I was just using coconut oil.
Yeah.
There's two things about it. One, it smells phenomenal. It has like a sort of lemony woodsy smell to it, but it also feels like a dry oil in a way. I used to use Neutrogena dry oil when I was a kid. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
What my mom got me.
Neutrogena felt really chic when I was growing up. Like nothing felt chic.
I still think Neutrogena is kind of chic.
No, I don't not. Yeah. But it was like the height of chicness when I was growing up.
Totally. Yeah. Agreed. But so I before I discovered Malaya, I was using coconut oil, and because I have portion control issues, I would use so much coconut oil that I was like slip sliding around my apartment afterwards. Malaya body oil is just a little bit drier, and it's easier for me to not overdo it with it, and I am a huge fan, and it is available for purchase on the personal care shop on ofakind.com. So my body's all moisturized and...
Do you do that before your face?
Yes. Totally.
Interesting. Do you wash your hands between? How do you...
It's a great question.
Or do you just put this shit in your hair?
Yes. Okay. Actually, that's true. If there's stuff on my hands, I put the excess in my hair.
And you do this with deodorant too, we've talked about.
Well, because I use this like natural deodorant that you turn me on
to. No, but like pretty much anything on your hands you put in your hair.
Yeah, it's like intrigued
by this because like, I have to do the opposite thing. Like nothing can touch my hair; it gets greasy.
I think that I read beauty magazines too much as a teen. That would always be like hot MacGyver beauty MacGyver tip. If you have flyaways in your hair and you don't have any hair product, just use lip gloss.
Use clear mascara.
Exactly. Yeah. And so I just have taken that way too far, and I'm just like anything can go in my hair.
I don't think it's wrong at all. Because it's all essentially the same stuff.
Exactly. That's
how I feel.
I don't
think it's wrong at all. I just think it's funny that you basically use your hair like a towel.
Oh, completely.
In this way.
Because it just could always use more moisture, and all of these things are oil-based. And so,
why not? I don't think it's wrong at all.
Well, so
I am intrigued.
Thank you. So I do the body oil, probably put the excess in my hair, then wrap myself in a robe, and then I'm ready to go on everything else.
Okay. So your face.
So my face. The thing that I do first is these days, and this is because since I've been introduced to this amazing product line, I first spray my face with True Naturals Pacific Mist. And this is because somebody told me, and I'm sure this is not true, but somebody told me recently that you should always spray your face with one of these mists after you wash your face because the water quality that you're washing your face with isn't good, and you don't want that to be like the thing that's left on your face. I know that it's not true, but it's stuck
but you
with
like
me.
It.
And I was like, okay, totally. Because I always used to only use these mists as like a midday refresher or like at the end of my makeup to sort of set it. But I loved this idea that, you're like giving yourself a clean palette to work with because you're putting that mist on.
Yeah. Okay.
So I don't know. I've gone with it. And now I use it like crazy every time I wash my face or do anything. It's like, it's always the base of my face is this True Naturals Pacific Mist. Then another new thing that I'm doing. This was another Chelsea Ski's recommendation. Saint-Tropez self-tan bronzing mousse on my face. A very little bit. So I let the mist dry and then I put the self-tanning tan mousse on. It's a foam.
Yeah.
I only realized when I was Googling it today, so to make sure that I got the name exactly right. And I learned through Googling that this product comes in lots of different forms, not just a mousse. And I was like, probably the mousse is not the thing you're supposed to put on your face. It's so clearly meant for your legs. And I think if and when I buy this product again, I will probably try it in like lotion form for my face.
Fair.
I have to say, though, I'm super into it, and I get why it's a thing. Because I've heard of, this product forever.
Yeah.
Everybody says it's the best one.
Yeah, people love Saint-Tropez.
I'm super into it. I use just a tiny little bit just to give myself a little bit of color, and I feel like it looks really natural. Nope. And kind of the way I know is that nobody's been like,
when asked if you're on vacation.
Exactly. No one's been like, wow, you're really tan, which is like, that's what always when you're like, oh shit, I overdid it. No, I just feel like it looks natural and gives me a little bit of color. Then Super Goop Skin Soothing Mineral Sunscreen with Olive Polyphenols. This is one of my all-time favorite products, period. I could never put sunscreen on my face because it always gave me
bumps,
no matter what. I tried every single one, like whether they were natural, zinc paste, no, anything.
I started, you turned me onto this, and I really like it so far. It's creamy. Good. It doesn't have any chalkiness.
No
at all,
chalkiness.
Which is hard to find.
It leaves no white residue, which is so awesome, because the one or two other ones that I found that did not give me a rash would leave so much chalky residue on. And it also just makes your skin so soft. So it's a joy to put on, because it's like, even if I didn't feel like I needed the sun protection, it makes my skin really soft.
Yep.
And then after that, the like last layer of moisture that goes on my face is this Josie Maran bronzing argan oil. So this is the classic Josie Maran argan oil with a bronzer in it. Again, I feel like it looks really natural. It's very sheer, and it just gives me a little bit of a base of color.
Where do you put it? Everywhere.
Yes. And usually I've like taken too much out on my hand, and so then I have to put it on my neck too.
And maybe because in your hair.
Also, yeah, okay. I like don't know how to ration these things out.
Okay.
So that's like my moisture base. And for whatever reason, this Josie Maran bronzing argan oil is only available on QVC.com. I can't find it anywhere else. They used to have it on Sephora, but now you have to go to QVC. So once all that's done, I'm ready to apply my makeup. I start with a Stowaway Creaseless Concealer, which HG. Holy grail.
HG.
Total HG. I buy three at a time. I have one in my travel bag, one in my purse, and one in my cosmetics bag.
And they're in these tiny little pinky size bottles.
But you get, they last for a surprisingly long time. But
it's easy
tiny
to keep anywhere.
Oh, it's so easy to keep anywhere. They're just wonderful. I love them so much. And I use the Beauty Blender to put it on, which if you don't know about the Beauty Blender,
it's a really expensive, beautiful sponge.
Wonderful. And it just works so well. And you're
it's a $20 sponge, but it's for real great.
It's find out about the Beauty Blender. You're supposed to get it wet before you use it. Depends on how lazy I'm being. If I get it wet, but
you don't mist it with that, with your mist.
I should now I will.
You're
now
welcome.
I am. Yeah. Now that's what I do. That's genius. So you get it wet before you put the product on. And then what I do is definitely not contouring, but it's my version of contouring. I put it in between my eyebrows, kind of, and then under my eyes, and then kind of like down the sides of my nose, and then around my lips. You're looking at me like that's crazy. Is that crazy?
No, I don't think so.
It's like I basically go down the middle of my face with it.
And you're covering for redness.
And I think in my mind, I think it's like contouring, even though I know it's not, because I don't have enough patience to watch it video.
Because you don't even truly know what contouring
exactly.
is.
Exactly. Okay. No, exactly. Yes, it is my version of contouring. I think the other thing is somebody told me, I think I read it in a Bobbi Brown book once, that you're supposed to put concealer basically like on where your mustache would be and then underneath to your lips, and that it just... it adds something or detracts
from
the bad.
Helps your lip pop.
And yeah, exactly. And I do, like, once I do it, I'm like, I like how that looks. So I do it. But it was the putting it above my lip came as a Bobbi Brown thing. And I think it's like
Cupid's bow.
Yeah. And I do. I think it like gives your lips more dimension or something like that. And then, so once I've done Claire's contouring, I use Stowaway's Cheek and Lip Rouge in Peony, which I love because it is a cream based, cheek color. I put it on with a brush, which is a tip that I learned from Chelsea, because I'm really bad at putting stuff on with my fingers. And it will look sort of intense at first because it's cream based. I blend it in with this amazing brush that I think we both use, which is the IT Cosmetics Heavenly Luxe Airbrush Powder and Bronzer #1.
#1.
It's a huge brush. I feel like it's just floofy. Sort of blends my whole face together, and it blends in the rouge, which I love. And I like an aggressive blush, I think, because I don't do color really anywhere else, but I like that blush a lot.
Makes you look alive.
Exactly. Then this is a new thing too. But really into it, Laura Mercier Translucent Loose Setting Powder. So this has no color to it at all. It's just a translucent powder. I put it on basically like all around my eye area. So on top of my eyebrows, on top of my lids, and under my eyes, because mostly because that area gets sort of oily for me, mm-hmm. and the mascara or eyeliner or whatever I wear will end up under my eye. And I feel like this setting powder soaks up loose oil and makes it so that everything stays put. Same with my eyebrows. I use an eyebrow pencil, but if I've just put oil on, I feel like it's too greasy to absorb the eyebrow pencil.
Yep.
So I like the setting powder. And then I've done that. Then I put in the brow pencil. I used to only use this Paul and Joe eyebrow pencil. I've recently switched over to Sonia's angled brow pencil because you kept raving about it so much.
It's real good.
Sonia does both of our brows. She's freaking phenomenal. If you're in New York, you need to make an appointment with her. She's somebody.
Even if you just go once and like follow what she does, like follow, you know, yeah. Tweeze and to keep it up. Yeah. Maintenance.
Exactly.
She's great.
She's so good. I got them done yesterday and came back to the office afterwards and somebody like interrupted a meeting to be like, sorry, your brows just look so good. I just needed to say so. I was like, thank you. But this eyebrow pencil is angled. Well, you mentioned it last week.
Yes.
Which just makes it so easy to fill in your brows.
It's foolproof for
exactly.
sure.
Exactly. Then I do the Stowaway Define Lash Mascara, which has this curved brush, which just for some reason really works to open up my lashes. I like it a lot. And then if I'm wearing eyeliner that day, which I it's like
you've been going on and off.
Yeah, I go through phases. I love the Stowaway eyeliner.
I'm real into it too.
It's so good.
And I used to never like a crayon or pencil liner. I only wore liquid, and this is it's
tiny for one. Yeah. So you kind of can almost get that liquid effect if you want because it's very
tiny. And you
get
a cleaner line than I've ever really experienced with a pencil or
it just, and it also, it feels nice. I'm super into this eyeliner.
Smooth.
I also buy three of these, same way I do with the creaseless concealer. I use the Spice. I occasionally use, so Spice is their brown version. I occasionally use black eyeliner if I really want to be dramatic about it. But my eyes are done. Sometimes I use the RMS Living Luminizer, which is a phenomenal product with a cult following. It is just, it's a clear luminizer or highlighter, they call it, that I will sometimes put on my cheekbones and my brow bones. If I really want like really bright cheeks, I will actually put on a second blush, the It Cosmetics CC Radiance Ombre Blush in Je Ne Sais Quoi. It's like you've used it too.
It has more shimmer. It's like pretty, it's pinky.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This is like if special occasions, I really want to pump it up and I want to put more on. Lips. I usually do this natural look, which is almost always the Revlon Nude Lip Liner, which I'm obsessed with. It's their nude lip liner. It's so good. I've been using it since high school. It's like a cheap drugstore lip liner. That plus some sort of clear lip or clear-ish lip gloss. So the one that I'm super into right now is the Clinique Super Balm in Black Honey, which is the Black Honey is like a culty
90s
lip flavor.
90s
yeah,
hit.
Yeah. Exactly. The Ilia Wild Child lipstick is phenomenal. So
and
good.
It's like a bright, is it slightly orange red or is it a true
it's
red?
It's a true red, but it has just a hint of orange too. I do say it's like a little bit like clam bake, the Essie color.
The Essie nail polish color.
It is like one of these Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants colors. It looks phenomenal on everybody. And our friend Courtney Klein, who does Stork, sent it to me and she's like, just try it. I know you don't really do reds. It's so good. It's also, it's very much an everyday color because you can do one coat and feel like you're not wearing like a crazy bright lip.
Yeah.
Perfume, D&G Light Blue for Life. I realized the other day when I actually discovered it, which was senior year of high school, Harvard Model UN. There was a girl there from Greenwich High School, which is like a very fancy high school.
You met the most sophisticated girl.
She was wearing like hip-hugging tight, but like high-waisted bell bottoms in an Etoile print, which was like just becoming cool in 2002. It was like having a moment. And she was doused in D&G Light Blue. And I was like, I just remember thinking she was the coolest, like fanciest rich girl I'd ever encountered. And I was like, what's your perfume? And she told me Dolce & Gabbana Light Blue. And I was obsessed with it. My friends gave it to me that year for my birthday. And I've worn it like basically every day since.
It smells great.
It does smell great.
It's like, it's distinct, but it's not like, I always think of you, obviously, because you've worn it for years and years. It's distinct, but it's never overpowering.
That's what's so amazing about it. And I remember that she had like, practically bathed in the stuff. You could smell her from a mile away, but somehow it was not too much. I have also recently, somebody gifted me DS and Durga and coriander, which I would actually describe in a very similar way where it's like very distinct, but not overpowering. So I've been doing perfume mixing, which I'm not sure if that's a thing.
No, totally. That's a thing. Yeah. Layering. Yeah, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah. So
for
I've been, sometimes I do a spritz of that these days too, just to mix it up. I really like that smell. It's kind of like spicy almost.
All the DS and Durga scents are really wonderful and worth checking out.
Yeah. I really like this one, coriander. Well, and then we're almost done because nighttime, I'm so freaking lazy that it's real quick. So I am notoriously bad at washing my face before I go to bed. I'm notoriously bad at like actually getting undressed before I go to bed. I fall asleep in my clothes half the time. This Lancome cleansing water, which is the Eau Fresh Dessour cleansing water, total freaking game changer because you just put it on a cotton pad and you swipe it all over your face and you don't have to do all the splashing and Well, here's the thing, and you know,
I understand.
It's not just splashing your face with water, which wakes you up when you're like tired and wanting to crawl in bed. The water always goes all the way down my arms. Like it's like, and then my sleeves are sopping wet and I need a towel to, it's, and I don't know how to avoid this. And you and I had this conversation once and you were like, well, put your face down deeper in the sink.
We were staying, we were traveling for work and sharing a bathroom at a hotel. And you were like, but how do you not get water everywhere? And it's like, I don't know, you lean over it. It's the same question of like, how do you not get food everywhere when you eat? And I'm like, I don't know, you kind of like lean over the plate and you're like, it's not going to work for me.
So I like actively try put my face closer down in the sink and it's still, the water's like in my armpits by the time I'm done. I freaking hate it. Like there's nothing more than I hate washing my face at a sink. I can do it in the shower, but I hate washing my face in the sink. So I don't really do it now. I do this cleansing water, which is really works and also makes my face so soft. And it gets everything off and it feels awesome. And before this, I hated all of those like wipes that claimed to like, you don't have to wash your face. You can just pull a wipe out of a plastic bag. Those things would always leave my face feeling sticky and dry or like give me bumps. This stuff's the real deal. Huh. Amazing. I love it. Then, because as you know, I have this thing where I need to set my face with this mist. I use the True Nature Pacific Mist oil. And then and everything from here on out is this True Nature Botanicals Pacific line, which I recently discovered. And I really think everything in it is so good. So I use the face oil. And I mean, face oils, in my mind, like most of them are kind of the same. This one also happens to smell phenomenal.
It does smell really good. It smells really, really good. I mentioned it on mine, too. It smells,
Exactly. It smells so nice. And it is like a very, it's the right weight that you want. It's not too heavy. It's not too light.
You don't feel like it's just sitting on top of your face.
Exactly. Exactly. And then after that, I put on this also from True Nature Botanicals, the nighttime serum with retinol. It is freaking major. It's so expensive. I can't believe I use it, but it really just, my face, I feel like looks good. I don't know.
I think your face looks good.
Thanks.
I wish people could see you.
Thank you.
To see how we rub in dry shampoo, but to see how good your face looks.
And then if I have pimples, HG Mario Badescu drying lotion.
Yep.
Won't go anywhere without it. It will actually more or less demolish a pimple overnight.
Yeah, no, it's pretty awesome.
But
and it looks insane, which makes
it looks crazy.
More.
Don't try to get romantic with your husband after
on. That'd be crazy.
Yeah. And that's it. That's my whole routine. We've been here for about 2 hours now.
I think this is the longest episode of the show, and I don't regret that.
I don't
think that's like a mistake or anything. I'm just noting it.
Like my whole body is hot because I'm kind of embarrassed about admitting to you guys both like the cost and the time that goes into this stuff. But I like it.
That's the thing. We like it. Like, it's like kind of a hobby, which maybe that's sad. I don't know. But whatever.
It's fun. It's like a self-care moment.
Yeah. You're taking a minute to be with yourself.
And it just like, I don't know, in the same way, like it just, there's like creative moments to it. And I like it.
Yeah, that's right.
I feel good about it.
Same.
And I feel good and also deeply shameful about it.
I feel, wonderful and shameful.
Exactly.
You've been listening to A Few Things with Erica. We are on... Trust me.
That was actually really accurate. You were listening to A Few Things with Erica and like 10 million things with Claire. Is exactly what it was. That's where that was coming
from.
We
are on Heritage Radio Network every Wednesday at 5 p.m., sometimes for a really long time.
If we're talking about personal care.
You should shop a large portion of the stuff that we just talked about on ofakind.com, where you can also sign up for our newsletter and buy amazing limited edition pieces from up and coming designers and read their stories.
That's right.
That's the show.
Bye.
Listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archive programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.